Welcome back. Attica High School has been a fantastic host of this sectional 54 class 1A. There have been six schools run through. Let's give you the rundown. Fountain Central beats Faith Christian night one. Rossville defeats North Vermilion, sets up the semifinal. Clinton Central knocks off Fountain Central last night. Rossville beats the host team Attica, setting up an all Clinton County final here tonight. And Clinton Central wins it 48-33, a similar final score to what happened 2 weeks ago. Clinton Central had beaten Rossville 45-30 back on January 18th at Clinton Central, but the game here tonight was different. Clinton Central, for the most part, won this game in the first quarter. They outscore them 19-8 in quarter one en route to a 48-33 final. And before he gets to join all the fun festivities, Coach Don Helmick joins us here for, I promise, Coach, just a brief moment. First of all, congratulations on a sectional championship. Congratulations on the fact you're 23-1, and we're going to follow you to a regional next week. One question for you, but before you get to go enjoy all of this, you came to Clinton Central 3 years ago, right?
Yes, sir.
Could you picture this moment 3 years ago? Could you see what was coming? Could you see what was happening 3 years ago?
I had heard, but that first year, I didn't think this would be the end result. I knew we had some tools to work with. This year we started working back in June. We had a great fall, and the girls have took care of each other, so to speak, and we've accomplished more than what we actually thought we would at the beginning of the year. We knew the sectional would be something that would be wide open, but to look at our record and some of the teams we've beat, it never in my wildest dreams.
You're now 23 years into coaching, which longevity speaks volumes, but you've also won a lot of basketball games, and this championship has to be something pretty special. Talk a little bit about the girl that we're getting ready to talk to, Sarah Parkinson, and have you seen a kid that can contribute in so many ways and yet stay so humble like Green 44 right here?
No, I mean, she's a great kid. She got us going today. All year long, she's kind of been the glue, so to speak. She doesn't get too high, she doesn't get too low, but last night, I threw a challenge at her. I mean, she had 5 points. I didn't think she played her best. I thought she let the contact that they give her dictate what she did. And, I just told her that, hey, it's time. You're either going to step up or you're going to leave here disappointed because you're not giving it your all. And I think she may have taken that a little bit to heart, and she came out tonight ready to play.
Coach, I just want to speak for a moment as a guy that just lives in the school district and has kids that go to Clinton Central. I'm thankful that you are where you are. I'm thankful that you do what you do, and I'm thankful that you care enough to continue to sacrifice and contribute to this girls' basketball program. And I just want to say congratulations and go enjoy the moment, buddy. I'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. The last sectional I got was in 2007 as a head coach, and it seemed like it was decades ago. So, we're going to enjoy this. We're going to enjoy it until Monday, and we'll find out who we play and where we're going and get ready for that next game.
And we'll be there for it, okay?
All right. Buddy? Thank you for all you guys do.
Thanks, Coach Helmick. That's Coach Don Helmick, as he will hand off the helmet to Sarah Parkinson, and I do have, usually I try to go one question for the players. It's going to be a couple of questions, Sarah. You and I know
all
each
right.
other a little bit, okay? And last night, offense wasn't the thing last
right.
night. I mean, it was a tough night. I could watch you on the floor, and I could see your confidence decrease offensively, and yet I said, she's got to stay in the game and contribute. And in the next moment, I got to see you block a shot, get a steal, and get a rebound. And I said, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I mean by senior leadership a kid who's not having her best offensive night and yet contributes to a win. And we're talking about in a moment that the game was still in the balance last mm-hmm. night. So I right. want you to talk to any child out there that might be listening, girl or boy, and talk about the fact that even if the ball is not going in, you can still contribute to your team's success that night.
I mean, you don't have to score to make an impact. Rebounding gets your team the possession, steals, blocks. I mean, whatever you can do to get your team the win. It's not, at this point in the season, it's not about stats, not about scoring. It's about what you can do to get your team the win, and that's what I focused on.
And here's the deal. So many of us at Clinton Central, I feel like we've taken you a little bit for granted the last 4 years. You can score anywhere on the floor. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but you made not one or two or three, but four three-pointers in the first quarter. You scored 14 of your game high 20 in the first quarter, and that set the stage. And between you and me, I think that deteriorated Rossville's game plan. They wanted to pack in a soft zone and make Clinton Central prove they would make an outside shot. And you four different times says you probably don't want to do that. And it changed it changed Rossville's game plan, and it gave your team a complete boost. As one of the seniors and one of the leaders, here's your next very difficult question. You were very good on the first one, by the way.
Thank you.
How much do you feel, pressure may not even be the right word, how much do you feel pressure, though, to be a leader on a team that a lot of people are talking about could go not just here this weekend, but several weekends to come?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't feel a whole lot of pressure because we have so many leaders on this team. Carly can lead, Erica can lead, Courtney can lead, Landry's come in and been a leader. I mean, we have so many leaders that contribute, do what they need to do, and come in and work hard every day. So I honestly don't feel very much pressure at all.
Listen, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I appreciate both of those answers, because both of those answers tell me you are exactly who I think you are. And I just want you to go enjoy the rest of this night with your team, okay?
Will do.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you. See you next week.
Thank you, Sarah. Listen, you could ask that question of a lot of people, and they'll start talking about themselves. And Sarah just started talking about everybody except herself. That's what I mean. That's what I mean when I say, I've got two more girls up here because Don just keeps sending them up. Don't talk about yourself, and Sarah's not going to talk about herself. That's just, that's outstanding work by a young lady. The leading scorer in Clinton Central girls basketball history, and she talked about everybody but herself. I'm joined now by Courtney Serber. Courtney, let's first of all talk about the very thing in front of us. You are a sectional champion. So would you like to send any kind of message back home to anybody that couldn't make the game tonight, they couldn't make it for whatever reason, and they decided they'd listen in here? And you are the one individual, you're the one athlete that I'm going to say, please send a message back home to the Clinton Central community. They're listening to you right now. Courtney, what do you got to say?
I appreciate all of them for coming out and showing up. I know it is a really long ways away from home, so for all of them to be here and the bleachers just to be full is amazing.
It's been amazing. It's been an amazing weekend. I know that softball is your first passion.
Yeah.
And you're going to go play softball at the next level, and we can talk about that before we get off the air if you want to, but you are a key contributor to this team, and I talked to you after the Sheridan game because it is you get no love. You get no love, even though you have to guard the other team's best player and leading scorer. You did it again tonight, and you held Burkle to 10 points. She scores more than that usually, and the fact that she got 10 isn't even a reflection of how good a job you did. So talk to any kid right now that might be listening who's like, yeah, I'm not real good at shooting the ball, but maybe I could guard somebody or get a rebound. Tell any young lady or even young man right now that's struggling trying to figure out how to score a basketball, and tell them how important defense might be, Courtney.
You never know how much your team's going to need you on the defensive end. You could be that one girl who helps your team win a game knowing that you let their leading scorer score 10 points. Like, to have that feeling keeps, like, my confidence up for the next game, knowing that I'm going to have to play defense on probably the next best girl every single game, and just to keep up.
You're one of my favorite players in the county. I just want you to know that. Because I see what you do. I just want you to know you're noticed. That's the first thing, because you can be overlooked. We're gonna follow you next week, and then the week after, and hopefully more. But you're eventually going to lead into a softball season, which is your passion,
yeah.
And I get that. So talk about where you go after Clinton Central, because you've got plans after that.
Yeah, I'm actually committed to University of St. Francis to play softball. They're located in Fort Wayne. And the opportunity to do that along with the sectionals here at the school is just overwhelming, because we're all one. And a lot of us basketball players also play softball. So we just stick together, and then, yeah, they've helped me grow.
You're a fantastic athlete, and you're a sectional champion. Now go out there and enjoy it. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Courtney. That's Courtney Serber, Clinton Central. The Bulldogs are sectional champions. They win 48-33 here against Rossville. I'm joined by Emily Long. Emily, my goodness, I watch a lot of basketball. No one plays harder than you. No one plays better defense than you. No one goes after rebounds and loose balls more than you do. And I said on the air, every team needs and Emily Long. Listen, talk to any kid right now who maybe doesn't get to start on their basketball team, because you don't start, but you come in and you provide an immediate spark, and it's needed every time your number is called. Talk about being ready when your number's called.
So just being ready on the bench when coach looks at you and is like, hey, we need you to go in, we need you to get done what is asked of you to get done, and just when you get on the court, just make sure you're ready. Get your head in the game early. During warm-ups, make sure you're in the game, not thinking about whatever. Once you step on the basketball court, whether it's at practice, whether it's at a game, during warm-ups, just make sure you forget, like, whatever's going on outside of basketball, and just focus on basketball and just get your mind right.
Most people can't do what you do. Most people, you know, you gotta take the long bus ride. You've got to get in the locker room. You got to go through the pregame talk. You got to go through pregame warm up, and then the game starts, and you're still sitting. Most people can't do that, so it takes a specific type of personality and mindset to get it done. And I want you to know that's not missed. That's not overlooked. So, how now do we get ready? All right, and by we, I mean you and your teammates. How do you get ready this week for a regional opponent that we don't yet know, okay? Because if anybody knows how to get ready for something that's unknown, it's somebody like you, the predominant sixth man. How do you get ready now between now and next weekend?
So I just go into practice and just practice like you know how to play and be coachable. Coachable is a big thing in basketball. Whether you're on the court and you mess up on a play and the coach is talking to you, just be coachable and fix what they're trying to have you fix. Whether you're not having a good day or anything, just make sure you're paying attention to the coaches. Just make sure that you are willing to be coachable, because coachable is the biggest part in basketball.
Emily Long of Clinton Central, she's a sectional champion. Emily, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, go enjoy the moment with your teammates. It's almost like I hand them a script, and I promise you I don't. I walked into a fifth-grade practice this year. I'm helping coach fifth grade out of Clinton Central, and I said the number one thing you got to be, kids, is coachable. And that means you got to listen and pay attention and make eye contact and correct the things we're telling you to correct. And Emily Long just said all the same things I do, almost as if I know what I'm talking about. Joining me now, Erica Robbins. Erica, you and I have known each other a lot of years now.
Uh-huh.
Clear back to your fifth grade year. And I, little did I know then that Erica Robbins is a spectacular basketball player for a sectional championship team here at Clinton Central. I'm proud I knew you then. I'm even more proud I know you now. I'm going to be proud of you whatever you do with your life. Here's the deal. What is it coming into tonight? You had to fight and claw and scrap to win a game last night against a team you've already beaten this year, and you turn around and have to do the same thing not only against a team that you beat this year, but a county rival. How much was that talked about at all coming into tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest thing for us was this morning we had a practice and just prioritizing being focused, because we knew there was a lot of things that we were going to have to tweak and change. There were things that we needed to keep in mind and prioritize coming into this game, because we played them before. We know it's hard to beat a good team twice, so we just knew that we needed to get our priorities straight, focus on certain things this game if we wanted to win, and that's what we did.
Priorities. I heard that word a lot. Erica is very intellectual in her approach, and I appreciate that. Here's the next thing. You are one of the best three-point scorers in the area, okay? And too many young kids nowadays fall in love with a three-point shot, and that becomes their, you know, one-string banjo, if you will. So talk to any little kid that might be listening right now about not just becoming, you know, a one-trick pony. Don't just fall in love with one shot and realizing you can score from anywhere on the floor and you can do other things to help your team win as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think the best thing that you can be as a basketball player and any athlete is just versatile. You know, having different things you can pull out of your pocket. You're going to see different teams that are going to guard you different ways. I mean, I play some teams where they're all up on me and I can't get a shot off unless I'm really, really working for it. So you have to be able to have different moves in your pocket that you can pull out and realize that maybe the three-point shot isn't the best thing for you in this game, and that maybe a better shot would be, you know, an attack at the basket or kicking it out to an open other player that is getting open looks. So it's important to have other things that you can do and that are you're good at whenever, because you're going to see different teams that all play defense differently on you.
Erica, thank you for a couple of minutes. I promised only to keep any athletes up here for a couple of questions so you can go down and enjoy the moment. I appreciate all that you do, and we'll see you next weekend, okay?
Thank you.
That's Erica Robbins talking about versatility. You're going to hear that a lot. Are you hearing the intelligent conversations that the kids bring? These aren't one-word answers. These are kids. This isn't rehearsed. This is seat of our pants right now, just to be able to talk about the game of basketball and each of their individual abilities to feed into what the team does. We'll also be joined now by Landry Whiteman. And Landry, another senior on this team. And I think the phrase was, you were talked into playing again this season. And,
yeah.
And I think it was it Grandpa?
Yeah.
Was it Norm?
Yeah.
Grandpa? And he's right down here taking a picture. Don't look.
Okay.
He's down here taking a picture. And also, you know, Coach Helmick.
Yeah.
Different people talked to you about rejoining the team this year. What was that selling point, Landry, that said, okay, I need to be part of what's going on here?
I just felt like the whole team, it was just like, everyone was, like, begging me to play and stuff, and I finally just gave in because I realized what we could be, and I knew I would regret if I wasn't a part of it. So I was like, why not? I'm a senior, and I knew I would enjoy it, and I'm glad I did.
Did y'all catch that? She's going to regret it if she doesn't do it. So for any adult, and I don't care how old you are, you're going to regret if you don't do it. So do it. All right, that's what Landry's telling you right now. So, Landry, last night I made the comment. It's halftime of last night's game. You guys are up 2 points. You average about 3 points a game, and you had 9. Mm-hmm. And without what you did offensively in the first half last night, we're in trouble. You didn't score your first basket tonight till the second half. it doesn't bother you? Doesn't bother you that maybe you don't have to be the leading scorer or even one of the first people that people look to get a basket? That doesn't bother you, does it?
No, not at all. I feel like I know what my job is, and I'm just there to do what my teammates need me to do, and it's not always shooting the ball, and I'm perfectly fine with that, but I just like my teammates to be successful, so that's where I want them to be.
That is an answer of a mature young adult. And Landry, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for all you do. Congratulations. Go be a sectional champion with your teammates.
Thank you.
Landry Whiteman, who says it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who scores. It doesn't matter who gets the glory. I'm here to make sure we win ball games. Landry Whiteman will make her way back downstairs. And now it's Carly Davison. And, okay, Carly, here's the deal. I've talked to senior Landry Whiteman, senior Erica Robbins, senior Courtney Serber, senior Sarah Perkison, and sophomore Emily Long. And now I bring up the person that stirs the drink, because Carly Davison has to be on the floor for all of this to work. Last night I got real nervous. You know why? Let me tell you why.
Come out.
You had two fouls before I blinked. You had two fouls pretty early, and that makes me nervous, because I've talked to your dad and I've talked to your grandpa, and Carly's got to be on the floor for this to work. Is there pressure as a sophomore, a 16-year-old, and a senior-laden team, and yet they, me, we all kind of look to you to run this machine, a machine that's now 23-1. Do you feel that pressure?
Honestly, I don't. We have so many weapons on the floor all at one time that I know, and I have complete confidence in every single one of them. I know they can all step up at any given moment if they need to. Look at last night. You know, Landry was our leading scorer. She led the team in the first half and really made it. You know, she was the reason that we were winning going into halftime. So, I mean, I really don't feel any pressure, especially when going in, knowing that everybody else has confidence in me to take care of the ball, and I went out. Yeah.
Are you out?
Oh, I hear you now.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Keep talking.
So, knowing that they have a lot of confidence in me to be able to take care of the ball, I have equal confidence in them.
I want you to know that everybody here tonight on this side of the gymnasium has all confidence in you. I said last night, I said tonight, put the ball in Carly's hands and we're going to be just fine. So let's turn our attention. I'm not going to let you miss tonight's celebration and enjoy it, but let's turn our attention. Have you guys talked past this weekend at all? Have you talked about what could happen next week, week after, or even late February? Have you talked about it?
Honestly, we take it one game at a time, and we don't care who we're playing. We go in every single game, you know, working 4 minutes by 4 minutes. So honestly, it was win Friday, win tonight, and then we're gonna win next weekend.
And that's our plan too. I just want you to know that. We have cleared our schedules. All of our Saturdays from here on out are with the Clinton Central Lady Bulldogs, and I want you to be part of what's happening. Don't miss any of this and enjoy it. Thank you for all you do, Carly.
Thank you.
That's Carly Davison, Clinton Central Lady Bulldogs. They are sectional champions. She is the point guard. She is the leader. She's the champion of the champions here for Clinton Central. Don will rejoin here momentarily. I feel bad for her, because just there for a moment the headset did the thing where she couldn't hear anything,
and oh, yeah.
She kind of froze, and we lost a moment where she was rolling. She's down there with Steve Neal, and Steve recently just had
hip replacement.
And so, you know, he's sitting in a chair, but he's enjoying this moment. Listen, Clinton Central is 23-1, and they led by 11 points at Carroll before losing by 5 on November 17th. That's how close they are to a clean slate. the thing is about Clinton Central, because they won this game by 15 points against Rossville, just like they won by 15 against Rossville a couple of weeks ago, but it was different. This team can win games differently. That's greatness. You can't just be able to win one way. You can't just be able to call one play or one defense and win a game that way. Clinton Central's kind of dangerous, and I'm not sure that anybody appreciates that very much. I've talked to people that said they won't have a problem until semi-state. I've talked to other people that thought they would lose yesterday, and they didn't, by the way. And I've talked to people that they're like, well, they don't play anybody. Well, I'm going to disagree with that sentiment. They won at Southmont. They've beaten Fountain Central twice. They beat Lebanon. That's a 3A school. They beat Frankfort. That's a 3A school. They beat Rochester. That's a 3A school. They beat a top 10 2A school in Blackford. They beat a top 15 2A school in Sheridan. I'm going to disagree with the sentiment that they don't play anybody. They play who their schedule says they play, and they beat them. Clinton Central's 23-1. They're sectional champions. We're going to follow them next week when they go to the regional. They're going to be favored, Don, in that regional. And if you could have been listening in to these and their kids, these are kids with mature, responsible answers, unscripted. It's almost like, here are the questions I'm going to ask you, and here's what I want you to say. And yet that doesn't happen. I got to be honest, I don't even know I'm going to ask them until they sit down. And then they answered me, girl to man, with this intellectual approach. And I'm going to tell you what, that's going to take them far, not just this month, but years down the road. They're smart. They're coachable. As several kids mentioned the word, be coachable. Man, if you're willing to listen to your coaches, not only the game plan, but the adjustments made there too, this team's going to go somewhere, and you and I are along for the ride, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was talking to Don. I'm telling you, right after that ball game, you thought he was playing. He was all sweaty. He was intense. When I walked up to him, he was like dazed. And I'm like, hey, I need you to go up and talk to Carl. He goes, okay, I got you.
But that's because it means something to him.
Yeah. Now,
here's the deal. When you run into a coach and they seem all aloof or, yeah, whatever, I question, how much does this mean to you? It means a lot to Don. This guy is, he's in the program. It's his third year at Clinton Central, and he himself said, yeah, I wasn't sure we would be here, but I'm glad to be part of what we're doing. And for a guy to be a little bit humble, he shouldn't be that humble. You know, Don and his coaching staff, they have set this standard, and the standard's pretty darn high. I got to be honest with you, it's pretty high. And he showed a little humility up here talking to me, and he didn't need to. I want to sing his praises along with Coach Robbins, Coach Davison, Coach Davis. These people, people don't understand. Coaches sacrifice. They sacrifice time. You sit and watch film. Sometimes you even go and watch another team play, because I promise you, you can't see on film what you can see in person. These guys do that. These guys and gals, they do that. And then they realize, here's what we can do. And then in game, within the game, to be able to shift a gear and say, oh, okay, well, they're doing this, which means we got to do this and this to counter that. From the first quarter on, and a lot of it had to do with, you know, Sarah Parkinson making four straight three-pointers in the first quarter. That helps. But from the first quarter on, Clinton Central was in cruise control. They led by 11. They won by 15. Great basketball teams do great things from top down. Coach Helmick, staff, players, managers, bus driver, maintenance people, custodians. Man, everybody enjoy it. Clinton Central, enjoy it. You're champions tonight, and we're bringing home a trophy.
I'm talking with Don after the ball game. I said, man, well, can't wait to go to Westdale. He goes, well, yeah, I'll be going to Westdale, maybe going to Caston. Depends on who wins that ball game. For some reason, he thinks that they play the winner of Caston. I don't know who they're playing. But he says if other team than Caston wins, then more than likely they won't let Caston play the regional on their home floor as they did the sectional. But if Caston doesn't win, he thinks that they may be going to Caston next week. So we'll see how the draw comes out. We'll let you all know, but that's where we're following. We're going to be with the green and white or black or whatever they have. And
I tell you what, Caston would be a challenge. And that was a game. Let me just pull it up, because I think that game got canceled. I think Central or Carroll that was supposed to go to Caston?
Carroll played Caston.
Okay, Caston was not on the schedule for Clinton Central. That'll be a good one. If it ends up Clinton Central Caston, boy, that'll speak volumes, because Caston's a really good basketball team. You and I had something else figured going into the regional.
Yeah.
Regardless, Clinton Central is going to be the best team there, even if Caston's involved. Clinton Central will be the best team in whatever North Regional they're a part of. This team is special. And if Carly is on the floor and Sarah's shooting the ball and Emily Long is getting loose balls and Erica Robbins is draining threes and Landry Whiteman and Courtney Serbers, they're both guarding difficult people to guard. And I'm just telling you, last night was Emily Harris. What is it, Emily Harris? Is that the...
Abby Harris.
It's Abby Harris. I said the wrong name.
Yeah.
Abby, I completely apologize. Last night was Abby Harris draining back-to-back three-pointers in the fourth quarter. And without that, Clinton Central may be not here tonight. And I apologize, I said the wrong name. Abby Harris, who then Coach Helmick didn't even put in until the game was over tonight. But last night he knew he needed Abby Harris to go in the game. Big minutes. That's a coach knowing who he can trust in a particular moment at a particular time. This guy, Coach Helmick, knows what he's doing. These girls trust him and this coaching staff completely. That's how you get to 23-1. That's how you become sectional champion.
Well, it's been our pleasure to cover this sectional 54 tournament here with the Bulldogs and the Hornets. It was a good final game. The Rossville Hornets fall down 48-33. They end up the season 14-11.
Great season.
And they'll be back. They got all sophomores and juniors with the exception of Huffman, who will be leaving as a senior. And then the Bulldogs, they'll be moving on. They're ranked 2 in 1A as the 23-1 Bulldogs. We'll be playing next Saturday. Don and Carl will be covering them. We don't know exactly where we're going. We're thinking Westdale. Coach thinks maybe Caston.
We don't even know what time yet.
Yeah, we don't even know that either.
We'll figure out an opponent and a time and a location, and we'll pack up this stuff and go do it. That's what we do.
It's been fun. We appreciate you listening to us. As we thank Isaac Chavez back at the studio.
Thanks,
recording
Isaac.
All this and taking the time out for getting these interviews in. We think it's important to get the girls up here and talk on the radio, and that's what we do. We've been doing it for a long, long time, so we're not stopping now. All right, we'll see you next Saturday somewhere. Caston, Westdale, somewhere in the state of Indiana. Don and Carl will be picking up these 22 or 23-1 Clinton Central Bulldogs in the regional round of 1A at the IHSAA tournament. Until next Saturday. Good night, everybody, and thanks for listening to WILO.
WILO. Peace up. A-Town down.